चैट। यस आई हैव सम डीप कनेक्शन विद एंग्जाइटी, ऑलमोस्ट हर चीज में हो जाती है। हे यू लिसनर्स, वेलकम बैक टू अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ नैनास नजर, अ पॉडकास्ट वेयर आई प्रॉमिस यू टू ब्रिंग थेरेपिस्ट एंड देन वेंट ऑन टू मेक ऑल सोलो एपिसोड्स। सॉरी अबाउट दैट, नेक्स्ट सीजन में पक्का। सो हाउ आर यू गाइज डूइंग? हियर्स द थिंग, a huge 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 thank you to all you people out there for making this thing so special for me. Your genuine messages of love and appreciation helps me going. You have been really kind and supportive. Let's get straight to the topic, social media anxiety. Who doesn't have that? And for those of you who don't, congratulations on that achievement. Please mujhe bhi sikha do. So what exactly is anxiety? By definition, it is a feeling of worry, nervousness or unease about something with an uncertain outcome. What is the outcome though? Simple, number of likes, views, plays and comments, which is always going to be uncertain. Let us break down the entire psychology of the use of social media network so that we can understand the reasons behind our feelings and sort them once and for all. The first part is the structure of these websites. Every time I open one of these sites to check for notifications, I end up scrolling for an hour. So how does that happen? Why is it so captivating to constantly scroll all the way down? Research states that apparently the scrolling down gives us a feeling of mining through something to find a reward. The brain thinks that there is a present or gift or reward at the end of it. It is like going into a tunnel without an end. Perhaps that is why we tend to scroll and scroll without actually getting something. Next is a notification feature. Every time the phone pings, there is a release of a happy hormone in the brain. Studies have found by experimenting on a number of people to find out the activities of one's brain while using social media. Results were, every time the notification bell rung, dopamine, the happy chemical, was released in the brain, which gives one a feeling of satisfaction. Taking the same experiment to another level, when one was stopped from seeing that particular notification, the signs of anxiety were seen. That is, the person would feel uneasy or restless if prevented from seeing the notification. This unease is the result of addiction to dopamine. The same happens to gaming addicts or drug addicts as well. Any sort of addiction which is not fulfilled haywires the functioning of the brain. Another thing to see is the color stimulus that these sites use. Notice that the notification ring is always red in all these apps. Red color has traditionally been the color of alert or something which needs dear attention immediately. So every time we see the red box on the right corner of our Instagram, the brain says, you need to see this right now. That is the reason why one of the best ways to stop the urge of using our phone is to put it on grayscale mode. I did that once and I completely hated my phone. I just didn't want to see the black and white. And I changed that again. That is the thing, right? If something is in our own hands, then it can always be undone. Coming back to addiction, how does any addiction work? Every time there's a new notification of a like, comment, view, play, message, a call or anything for that matter that makes you feel relevant or validated or important or justified or just attended for that case, there is a release of that dopamine chemical in the brain. Social media makes us habitual to those dopamine hits. It's exactly like drugs. All drugs, alcohol and caffeine as well, release dopamine at different levels and gives us the good feeling. And when this dosage of dopamine hits is stopped, anxiety and depression or any mental hindrance happen. So how do we deal with that? Addressing the problem is halfway through. अगर मन में पता है कि आई एम एन एडिक्ट और आई गेट दीज एंग्जाइटी हिट्स, देन हाफ ऑफ योर प्रॉब्लम्स आर सॉल्व ऑलरेडी। मोस्ट ऑफ यू जस्ट कैन नॉट लीव सोशल मीडिया, आर वर्क लाइफ डिपेंड्स ऑन इट। सो द बेस्ट वी कैन डू इज मेक द नंबर्स इररेलेवेंट एंड मेजर एवरीथिंग ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ क्वालिटी एंड वैल्यू एडिशन। द नंबर्स विल इवेंचुअली कम बाय, Even trying too hard also makes things worse. Relax and remember that social media is not real. Everything on it has been altered in some way. This is not the life people are living. It is the life they want to project to the world. Even we do the same. All this doesn't matter really. We all grow differently and our journeys do collide at points, but it's never a race to live a better life. If you're still there, thank you for listening. If you have any podcast ideas or any suggestions, let me know on Instagram. The handles Reel Anushka, ReelAnushka. You can also listen to Naina's Nazar on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a great show lined up for you. Let's make the best out of this young adult life. Until then, all the good vibes.